CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HPX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And we will start with our pre-net check-ins tonight. And first on that list is Mr. Mel, K4XMR, down in Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, an out of travel address. Next is Andrew, W2AMD, from Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro. Then we've got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, from Piedmont. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9B, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, out of Hendersonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Michael, KQ4ESO, from Simpsonville. And next on our list is Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Pat, K4OSH. And next is N4JRB, that's Jim out of Greer. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we have Mr. Tom, N0TR, out of Greer. And that was early check-in over the air. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4RUR, out of Greenville. And last on our pre-net check-ins is Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And let me refresh right quick and make sure that nobody's checked in. All right, we don't have any new ones, and we don't have no Echo Link stations. So tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. King Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net. In Kilo Zulu 4, Delta Zulu, my name is Joe. I'm in Reedville over in Spartanburg County. I'm negative and negative tonight.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, and all on the net.
Right, we'll pause here, and we'll welcome this group in. First is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all out of Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, over in Easley. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Joe, KZ4DZ, out of Woodruff. And then we've got our Wednesday night net controller, and keep keeper of all things SwapNet. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And that makes the home over in Easley. And Gary, were you going to be around for comments? All right, I got you down for comments, Gary. Sorry about that. I was distracted there for just a minute. But thank you for coming back to me. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
Good to hear you and the other familiar voices on the net tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. A location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments, Patrick. Thanks for getting us together on a Sunday night. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, AK4HR, down there in Simpsonville. And Mike is one of our Saturday night net controllers. Mike, good to hear you and thank you for stopping by tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll move on up to India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
I'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, over there in Tuxedo. James, thank you for stopping by tonight, and hope you had a good camping trip this weekend. It was a beautiful weekend for it, that's for sure. And thank you for stopping by tonight and checking in with us. That we'll try one more time, India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Thank you for being here on this Sunday evening. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make the home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around to you right after Gary. And with that, we're going to move on up to Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hi, Patrick, I'm laughing. I'm running a little bit behind there. In the previous group, would you mind checking in? Don't, if you don't mind, check in. WW4JET, that's Whiskey4, Juliet Echo Tango. I'm laughing because my wife's worried about snakes coming down the vent pipes now. Anyway, thanks for calling that, Patrick. No comments on traffic tonight.
Or HKX. Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray, Southern Greenville County, and down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening, everybody on the net.
4 HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd, in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Well, welcome this group in. And first on that list is Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, down there in Pickens. And Matthew, it's all funny. When you can't see them and they sneak up on you, it's no fun then. And it's no laughing matter. But thanks for being there tonight and appreciate you coming by. And hopefully you don't have any visitors. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY. And he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX. And they make their home down there in Southern Virginia. And David, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate it. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping, sir. And with that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. KO4HKX. If you were trying to check in, all I got was a lot of noise on this end. So check your radio, make sure you're still on frequency. And if you're on HD or something, move around until you can hear me better and try again. We'll pause here and give you another go at it.
Hello?
All right, Chris, could you hear him or was it just me?
Weeds pretty bad. I don't know why, but it was definitely him. I could make him out. KO4QLG.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you coming in there. We'd like to check in Mr. Walt, K4OIM, down there in Inman, via relay, by KO4QLG. Chris, you want me to go ahead and check you in?
Yes, sir, that'll work. Appreciate it, Patrick.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And, Chris, I have to deliver a message for the message from Tom tonight to you. He said to tell you hello. He is checked in early because he's got some things going on tonight. But he said to tell you hello.
Pretty good, then.
Yes, sir. That's what we're here for, is to come together and relay messages if we need to. But with that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4OAS, down there in Piedmont. Sorry about that, Robert. Didn't mean to mess your call up. But I do appreciate you coming in here tonight. And with that, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. I've got a empty group there. Maybe somebody will come along here in the second shift. And we'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Check. 5WLL Leroy and Traveler's Rest, currently mobile. Negative and negative.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative.
Give me your call one more time, please, sir. I hadn't got used to it yet.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike. Repeat, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike.
I got it that time. All right, we'll pause here and we'll welcome in Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, mobile down there in, I believe he said Taylor's. And then we've got Mr. Scott, KX4YM, and Scott is in Greenville. And thank you, Scott, for being patient with me. The KX is getting me. But I appreciate you coming back and being patient there, sir. All right, we're going to try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4.
4UBD, Uniform Bravo Delta, Jan and Traveler's Rest. And I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4UBD, down there in Traveler's Rest. And good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by, ma'am. It is a pleasure to check you in. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And we will open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX.
Patrick holding the net. Please check in. KQ4 QHV Kilo Quebec 4 Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out this evening.
KX Patrick, please check in. Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo W4IOE. Sid and Fletcher, hope you and Elise are doing well. Thank you so much for calling the net, and hope you all have a good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net. No traffic, no comment.
K4AJC, Kilo 4 Alpha. Charlie.
Station, you're going to have to give me your call a little slower. You're down in the weeds for me. Your call time, please, sir. Anybody relay that station in? All right, with that, we will move on up here and we'll check in Mr. Nick, KQ4 QHV down there in Pendleton. Nick, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, up in Fletcher here. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and Miss Beverly are having a good weekend and have a great week. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the net on Sunday night over on the 146-640 machine. It's got a tone of 91.5, and it starts at 8 o'clock just before our net. And that'll give you a good chance to get warmed up, and I know Sid would love to have you check in over there. But I do appreciate you coming by, Sid, and always being a loyal to check in over here with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. That last station, still not getting you. I don't know what's going on. Move around if you're on HT and see if you can get in a little better. But I'll give you another shot here. KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Alpha Charlie Juliet. Kilo 4, Alpha Charlie Juliet. Chris, I hear again.
We'd like to welcome Chris, K4ACJ, out there in Gaffney. And Chris, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate you. Keep trying there and being patient with me. That's pretty good ways to be making it for what I understand from Gaffney. So good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir. Right, with that, we'll this is KO4HGX now securing the formal portion. Wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag tube portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag tubes. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HGX.
KX to the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here on the plantation today. Got out there and did some work in my barn and found some stuff I didn't remember I had. So, you know, that's always I guess it's good. But then you look at it, I found some other stuff and I was scratching my head up. What is this? What did I get this for? And I've got all kinds of stuff out there, but trying to get straightened up and cleaned up and turned around. But I got so much junk out there, you know, it's unbelievable. But that's okay. I'm going to get it all taken care of. Like I said, I did find some things. My next step is I'm going to go out there, and I think I may do it tomorrow, maybe Tuesday, depending on the weather. There was a mouse built a nest. Well, actually, probably more than one, because they're in two different drawers or three different drawers on my toolbox. I'm going to take my toolbox apart. I'm not going to take it apart. I'm going to take the drawers out and dump everything out and clean everything and reline them. And hopefully I'll get all my tools put back in there. You think I'll be able to do all that?
I don't have any doubt you'll be able to do it. As long as you don't find any slithering things with no legs, no doubt you'll be able to do it.
Where there's mice, there's usually those other critters.
That two little metal outbuildings, they're, you know, like an 8x10 buildings out there. One of them has a big old black snake in it. I open the door cautiously when I go in it, so I don't disturb him. I'll get in there. I've got to get this out, and you be okay, and I'll be okay, too. You stay where you are. And I leave him alone. You know, they eat the mice and stuff like that, so... I do have a black snake out there in one of the metal buildings, but I did see one of them in the barn. Oh, gosh, it's been a while back now. I got a pole saw that's hung up towards the peak of the roof, on the gable end of the barn. And it's hanging up. I put some brackets up there so I could hang it, and it'd be out of the way. And I reached up to grab my pole saw one day, and I moved it. Something moved on top of the motor, because I put the motor up in the air, and I got the chain and the sharp end out on the bottom side. But I reached over and grabbed it. I eased it back down, and sure enough, there was a black snake laying up there on top of my motor, of my pole saw, up in the up next to the peak of the roof. I guess he can climb walls.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can climb into. And I don't have a problem with them as long as I see them before I'm not startled by them, let's put it that way. As long as I can see them and know where they're at, we're good. I don't have an issue with them at all.
Thank you, Patrick. As long as I see them, you know, I know they're there. I don't have a problem with them, but I don't want one sneaking up on me. I used to work with a fella. He worked out in a shop. He was a driver, and then he got in some trouble with his driver's license. So they let him work in the shop until his license got straightened out. But anyway, he was out there. He hated a spider. I don't care how small it was. He hated a spider. You get a spider web close to him, and he just freaks out. And he was laying under a truck one evening late, and I walked out to the shop, and he said, I spoke to him, and he said, "Leave me alone." And I said, "I'm not bothering you, Tim." I said, "I'm way over here on the other side of the truck." He said, "Well, somebody's tickling my leg." I said, "I don't think so." He came out from underneath the truck, shook his bitch's leg, and a snake fell out. If that had been me, buddy, I'd have been running across the parking lot faster than you could break your eye.
Might have been shedding some britches, too. Yeah, that wouldn't have been no good at all.
Not for me. Now, like I said, I'm like you. If I can see a snake, that's all right. I can deal with it. I know where he's at. I'll keep an eye on him so he don't come over and bother me, and I won't bother him. But I tell people only good snakes are dead snakes. That's not really true. They got a job to do, as well as some of the other critters out there. So we'll make do with them. Patrick, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a real good net going. Appreciate you calling it. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. We'll do it again. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
To talk to you tonight, and appreciate you coming by and hanging out for a few minutes and catching up. Please relay in there to Miss Joy that Elise and I said hello, and look forward to heading out to the Ham Fest again this year with you. So we'll have to get our plan together for that, because they'll be starting shortly. And with that, we'll pause right here, and we'll see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Patrick. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey K4ROW. Richard and Greenville. Negative and negative. Just tuned in here. Glad you're still around. Thank you for calling the net tonight, bud.
All right. Echolink Station, I see you. Let me recognize these gentlemen here, and then I'll be jump over there to you. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, thank you for stopping by tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down there in Greenville. And Richard, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And with that, we're going to pause right here and get our Echolink station. Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello, hello again, Patrick. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. All on the net. No traffic and no rage here.
To welcome Mr. Stephen in here, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight. Echolink sounding good, and appreciate you stopping by, and I hope you have a wonderful week this week. And with that, we'll try one more time, and then we're going to go over here to Larry. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we're going to jump back up here and catch our next rag chewer, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, KK4JBQ. Well, Patrick, first thing I want to mention is when you checked the lease in this evening, sometimes when you get older, old memories come easier than fresh memories from yesterday. I don't know how to explain that. But I recalled that in fourth grade, there were a couple of twins. One was Alicia, and the other was Lucretia. They were a lot of fun. Those gals had, you know, because their last names and their first names were so similar, the teacher put them right together, and that was just, you know, whenever the teacher left the room, they started the roar that became, well, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what occurred to me is to ask you whether Elise is your wife's full name, or is it Alicia? Possibility, perhaps.
That is her full name, Elise, E-L-I-S-E. It was her middle name until we got married, and then when she changed her name, she legally made it her first name. So, but she's always gone by Elise her entire life. So that is her real name, full name.
Fine, that is fine. That's such a pretty name. I think that makes me think pretty name, pretty woman. Anyhow, I'm gonna put things in order here. There's a couple of links that I'd like to pass along. You know, when John up there in Brown Summit graces us with a sky report, sometimes he mentions the sun and what the sun's kicking up and doing, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm not the only one, I'm sure, who just listens close when John checks in and when he gives us a report like that, a sky report. So got me looking around on the net, and I found a really good net, lots of graphics, lots of things that apply to ham radio. And you can tell this by the web address. It's called solarham.net. S-O-L-A-R-H-A-M, one word. You know how they do that. Solarham.net, really a good resource. And, I'll let it go at that. And another thing is that there is an effort ongoing. Gary understands about it. If he's still on the net, I'd like to go one-on-one with him after I clear this up. Gary is helping a young lady collect a list of local nets, which I think would be interesting to most folks who, you know, spend a good deal of time on 2 meters, even 70 centimeters. And we're none of us are real sure we've got a good things are going away and changing, you know, all the time. So when he pulls that together, he's promised to put that on the net somewhere. And I thought perhaps the club website, the Brar's club website, would be good. I checked it out this evening, and the club website has recently changed. It could be, you know, beginning of the year or something. And it's, I'm making air quotes here, it's improved. There is no tab that I can find on that website for resources. There used to be. It's gone now. And resources for folks like us. So, just wanted to make Gary aware of that. And perhaps he could come back and let us know how he might distribute that listing. KK4JPQ.
Well, I don't know if he's still on frequency, but we'll call him and see. KI4DOS, are you still on frequency? Please call KO4HGET.
HKX in the net, KI4DOS. Yeah, I'm still here. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, to answer your question, I was thinking about sending it on over to Wyatt. I know his call as good as I know my own, but I can't think of it right now. Anyway, he is in charge of the web page now, I think. I may be wrong on that. He was doing it for a while, but I was going to send it to whoever is in charge of the web page and get him to put it on the Brar's web page. That's the way I was going to try to circulate it. If nothing else, you know, I'll put it out, you know, on the net one night and just, you know, take the time to read several of the nets off. I won't do it all at one time because it may be too many to list. I mean, you know, I know the Pickens group has a net on Monday nights and then they have another one on Tuesday nights. you know, it's on a different frequency. So, you got to try to get all the frequencies in, 2 meter, 440, 220, all of that straightened out. To answer your question, you got it there, brother.
Okay, well, thank you. I knew that would be, that is quite a task that the two of you, I can't recall the name or call sign of the ham that brought that to the net a week or so ago, but I think it's a great thing to do. It'd be a good resource for all of us. And I was just a little concerned that the club website has changed so much. It's more streamlined. It's really easy to use. But the resource tab is gone, and perhaps that can be brought back. Oh, anyway, thank you, Gary. And Patrick, I thank you for letting me do that. And, oh, well, if folks hadn't heard about it, well, more folks are aware of it. It's coming soon. KK4JVQ.
Check.
Wes again. I'm not really doing it myself. Lynn, KI4ZEK up in Maiden, North Carolina, is putting that together, I think. And the young lady that asked me about it was K4UBD, Miss Jan up Traveler's Rest. And I'm trying to get in touch with Lynn. I haven't heard him check in on the net in the last couple of nights, but he normally checks in on Wednesday, so I'll if I can catch him on Wednesday, I'll get some more information, and we'll go from there. KI4DOS, back to net.
Thank you for coming back in here. I do appreciate that. And answering those questions, I'm sure there's multiple people out there would love to have that when it's all put together. And that's something that I'm sure will be constantly changing, because there's nets coming and going and net controllers coming and going, and it's just a constantly evolving situation. And thank you for that, Gary. Larry, anything else tonight?
Great chat.
Check your recheck there, Patrick.
This is KO4HBX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ahead, recheck.
4LZI portable. This land, it gets on 145.19 a lot late in the evening. That's where I hear him most of the time at. I can't get into it from here, but I get enough signal to hear it. He frequents 145.19 a lot late at night. So I'm letting y'all know that.
Thank you for that information, bringing us in that Lynn is getting on the 145.190 machines late in the evening. If somebody wants to catch him, that might be the best place to try and catch him. And thank you for coming in here, Andy. I do appreciate that. Anything else?
One thing.
Sounds like the batteries might be dying in your HD, or you might need to move around a little bit. Didn't get any of that last transmission. Well, maybe he'll be back here in a minute. KK4JBQ, you still around?
I'm here, Patrick. And I'm pleased to be here. And I'm very thankful that you're so faithful to call the net on Sunday nights. I look forward to it. I'm sure a lot of people do. I was just thinking today that the transcribing, if I can call it that, project that I took on is a bigger project than I thought it was going to be. I got a little hint, because when you're going from analog tape to digital on a computer, the tape has to wind out. I mean, it has to play all the way through. It takes an hour. And I've not been real good about doing at least one of those every day. I've got 42 of them. So it's just going to take a while. I'm a little impatient with myself and my stick-to-it. That's what I like to call it. If I'm drawn off of something, I didn't stick to it, right? Anyhow, that's been kind of an ongoing project. So, tell me about your day today, KK4JBQ.
It was pretty much just a normal, relaxing Sunday for me. I went to church this morning. Wife and I went to our normal place to eat afterwards, and then come home and worked around in the room a little bit, organizing a few things here and there, and checked orders in from yesterday to get ready to go out tomorrow and loaded all that up. And then rest of the afternoon just sitting around, relaxing, and watching a couple YouTube videos that I like to watch. We've got some guys that I like to watch. One's restoring a old auto car tractor and trailer right now. So I've been watching it and just enjoy that kind of thing.
It is a day of rest. And I know you work hard. Both of you do, I take it. So claim that day and let it be family and personal day. I was working in a place we repaired photo equipment, and our day off, we would, I had my things to do, and people I worked with alongside of, because we all worked at benches side by side, and there'd be lots of conversation. Now, I'm not sure if your workplace is like that, where you can talk back and forth between people, or whether I think, don't you, aren't you on a route of some kind, and you're kind of solitary in that sense? So you can't talk about your weekend to fellow employees. Set me straight on that.
Based on that, I run a Macro Tool franchise, and I run a dedicated route each day of the week. And no, but I have made friends with a lot of the guys I deal with on a regular basis, and we talk shop, we talk weekends, we talk whatever's going on in our life, and along with tools, and this, that, and the other. So I do get some of that, but I do spend quite a bit of time in the truck by myself, and that's where I'm glad I've got the radio in there. That's one of the things that led me to get my ticket.
Interesting. Yeah, that calls to mind. I'm not going to be able to recite call signs or even names, but some years back, maybe 10 or so years back, there was a couple who had a business. I think they worked that business together. They were on the road all the time, and they were on the radio all the time. And it was fun. Just about any day of the week, you could turn on the radio, and they'd be talking back and forth to one another. And you could sort of, in a way, you know, could sort of share in their day. They knew they were speaking publicly, so, you know, they kept it, you know, there wasn't any private stuff going on. And it was kind of entertaining. This hobby can mean a lot of things, a lot of different things to a lot of people. I learned even when this solar ham net that I got interested in, the fellow who introduced that was talking about many things that this hobby is to various people. Now, you can stick on one thing if you want to. That's perfectly fine. But there's so much, my goodness, so much, and so much to learn. Gracious. I didn't realize that one of the things you talked about also that I'm interested in because of my antenna situation here is NVIS, or Near Incident Vertical Skywave. Well, what's one of the major features of an NVIS antenna? It is that it's low. It can be quite low, even, you know, for 20 meters, maybe 6 feet off the ground. Your signal goes straight up and it comes straight down, reflecting off the ionosphere. And that's, you're talking locally, hundreds of miles, but, you know, it's not anything close to DX. The big thing, I think, since the 70s, DX has been real big. But you can maybe look at that at talking with people who are in your neighborhood or in your state. And right here on the border of North Carolina, you could, you know, easily talk to people up there, NVIS. So he was talking about that. He says that the idea for that came during the period of World War II. It was known long before that. But even our guys did not know about that during the early parts of World War II. Well, they got in scrapes with the enemy at the time, and the enemy could talk to one another. It was obvious, but they couldn't be located. Signal didn't go out to the left or right. It went straight up and straight back down. So they couldn't be pinpointed, and it drove them nuts. It wasn't until after the war that here in the States we learned about NVIS antennas. Isn't that something?
Just something there. I'd never heard that before. I've been learning a little bit about NVIS antennas, and I mean, once you put your mind around the concept. It's a pretty easy concept to grasp. If you want something to bounce a shorter bounce, you put more angle on it. So, I mean, it is a pretty easy concept in that form. But I never heard of anything about with World War II on that. I never heard that part of it.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. When we did learn about it, what they decided to do, you know, on their, well, let's take a Jeep, for instance. They had a very long whip antenna on the Jeep. And the way they, when they caught on to this, they took that whip and they folded it over and hooked it onto the opposite corner of the vehicle. So it went right over their heads, right? And that gave them MVIS. It was a simple orientation of the antenna. And it also, of course, wasn't a vertical antenna anymore. It was almost looked like an inverted V in that sense. And that's kind of a variation of an MVIS. Usually it's a flat top, a dipole. The easiest construction for that. Anyhow, it's all out there, and gosh, I never cease to be amazed at the things that folks are interested in whose main interest is radio. It's kind of fabulous. It's, you know, sort of like you get your license and you just got your hand on the tail of the beast, you know, and there's so much more ahead of that. Oh, Patrick, it's good to talk with you. Hope everyone has a good night and a good week coming up. There's, oh, goodness, we're getting into the hot, sweaty days, aren't we? Well, just remember how cold and shivery it was. Not Patrick, take care, won't you? We'll talk to you again soon. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you.
Thank you for stopping by tonight and coming and hanging out with us for a little bit. Do appreciate that. And I hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful week. And maybe one day during the day you can jump on there. And I'm usually listening. I may not always be able to come back to you, but I'm usually listening. If I'm with a customer, I won't stop what I'm doing. I'll take care of that. And then I'll see if you're still around when I get done in between stops. But good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, and always a pleasure to talk to you. All right, this is KO4HKX, and we'll go and give it one more try here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. I invite you back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Check in with Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. He'll be your net controller, and I'm sure he would love to have you come by and check in with him and help us make this wonderful net what it is. Thank you. Do appreciate it. With that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.